Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling us, sinner. For you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home.
Again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. He has a destiny for you to fulfill that only you can fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant this day great boldness to bring your word. Lord, that you would stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Well, we start again. What is God's nature like? What is his heart? We know from the scriptures, from the Bible, his heart is kind. What's most important, what does God think of you? We see this. There's a testimony I'm going to read here in this time. And it's from a testimony. It's from Dr. Francis, or Frank Sizer, from his book Power Encounters. Dr. Francis, or his name is Frank, was an ordained and served as a Roman Catholic priest. Since then, he ministers to all denominations as a healing evangelist. But for 3.5 years, Frank walked away from God, saying, I will never allow myself to be hurt again. I think most of us can say that. In Luke 15:20, we start with the Gospel of Luke 15:20. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. Friends, the father's reaction is one, or God's reaction is one of love for his son who had returned home. The father doesn't demand an explanation for his son's behavior. The father doesn't say, I told you so. He simply embraces his son with open arms and welcomes him back home. This gospel story is a perennial story of a loving father waiting for the return of his wayward children with open arms. It sums up the one vital message I believe God wants to communicate to all of us through the pages of the Bible, namely, I love you. How utterly ridiculous for us to ever to think that our faith consists on what we can do for God. Our faith is, in fact, totally based on what God does for us. Our faith is not about keeping laws so we can be nicer people with nicer morals. This would be an insult to God and a tantamount to a prostitution of the good news. The staggering truth of the matter is that God does not love us in some vague philosophical way. He doesn't love us in some historic way. Nothing could be further from the truth. God is love. He can do nothing but love by nature. Intrinsically and extrinsically, God is love. The proof of this love is what? Is that he died for in our place so that we may be with him forever. Like thousands of people before me, he saw that I wasn't beyond help. He wanted me to take the first step back towards him, then pounced on that very first opportunity to pour out his love. He told me that day with my newborn son, for all these years, I waited for you, Frank. You ran from me and didn't want to hear my name ever again. When I lost you, Frank, I lost my best friend. These words from God Almighty were almost too much for me to take in. I thought, who in this world could ever love me as much as he loves me? Lord, let me never leave you again, for my life has no meaning. It makes no sense. It has no purpose in life. If you are not at the center of my existence. God is crazy in love with you too. He does not condemn you or judge you. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. This free gift that you do not receive is of no value, friends. God paid a price for your sin and sickness, and eternal life is now available to you. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. This free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you right now. Will you pray with me? Just pray along with this simple prayer. Just pray along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. And Lord, fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friends, if you prayed this prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. God has a destiny for you that only you can fulfill. Right, today's scripture or today's reading is finished strong. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Run in such a way as to get the prize. See, friends, oftentimes we have a dream in our heart. We start off strong. We head down the path towards our goal, and we're so excited. But along the way, we hit some roadblocks and encounter some adversity. Many times people will just give up and take the easy way out. But we have to remember, it's not how we start, it counts. It's how we finish. Anyone can be fired up at the beginning, but I'm encouraging you to stick with it until the end. Have the determination to go all the way through. Don't stop at the halfway mark just because times are tough. Don't quit. Don't see anything happening. Don't quit because you don't see anything happening. The scriptures tell us not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith. Today, if there's a dream in your heart, something you're believing for, a relationship to turn around, a business opportunity, or to overcome an addiction, keep pursuing it. Run your race to win the prize. Don't settle until you can see the fullness of what God has placed in your heart. As you stand strong in faith, I believe God will pour out his favor and blessing upon you, and you will see the victory he has in store. Choose to stand strong in God, set your focus on his promises, and choose to run your race with conviction. Let go of the past today and look forward to the destiny God has for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, this part of the message, we will be praying for the sick and hurting. Friends, healing is part of the Great Commission. Jesus commanded us to preach the word and cast out demons of healing, of sickness, and heal the sick. We go to Luke 9, 1, 2, and 6, and says it. And after he summoned the 12, he gave them power and authority over all demons and to heal sicknesses. And he sent him to preach the kingdom of God and to heal diseases. And after they left, they were going through the region bringing the good news and healing everywhere. Friends, good news, the gospel message, also translated good tidings. This was planned by God, a blessing for all mankind. This is he's promising peace, who brings good news of good, who proclaims deliverance and salvation to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives of all sickness and disease, an opening of the eyes for those who are bound, referring to opening both spiritual and natural eyes and ears. This is really powerful promise for total deliverance from spiritual and physical evils, bringing the good news of healing everywhere. John 10:10 says, Jesus was saying, the thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus destroys the works of the devil. Healing is included in abundant life, and that's what Jesus came to bring us. It is obvious that it is not Jesus who steals and kills and destroys us through sickness, disease, or anything else. It is the great thief, Satan himself. The Bible teaches that Jesus came to destroy all the works of the devil, thereby establishing for us a pathway to victorious living. Luke 9:11 says, but when the crowds knew, they followed Jesus and welcomed them, and he was speaking to them about the kingdom of God, and those who had need of healing were being healed. Go to Luke 10:9, it says, Jesus commanded, and you must continually heal sicknesses in the city, and you must say to them, the kingdom of God has drawn near you. Friends, the kingdom of God has drawn near you now. It says in Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within you. I thank you that the Lord, that the kingdom of God is within me, that I will demonstrate your kingdom with the power of the Holy Spirit today. Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal now. Believe, you will receive, and you will have. Friends, put your hand on that part of your body that needs to touch, that needs to be healed, and I will begin to pray. And remember, the Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I bind and break the power of all infirmity. I rebuke you and I command you to loose the listeners and set them free. I cast out and I rebuke every form of cancer. You are cursed at the roots, cancer, and I command you to shrivel and die. I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Holy Spirit, release your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as I loose your healing power. I command health and healing into every physical body, and that divine healing freely flows into the lives of the listeners. Those who are in torment or those who are stressed, I bind and break the power of that. Be healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. There are many being healed now, some that have been stressed over a business deal. You've been stressed over a family member. You're being healed, only give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Let him handle it. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Those with family problems, you're being healed right now. Give it to the Lord. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, any sickness, it's gone in Jesus Christ's name. It is destroyed because you, our Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You, Lord, are our strength and our song. We magnify your holy name. I thank that you are our righteousness. Amen. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word and the authority of Jesus' name. You've been born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. You have the power within you now. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Very important. Believe that you have received and you will have. The Bible says you shall recover, you shall get well. Not all healings are instant. Some of them take seconds, minutes, hours, sometimes days. But the promise of the word is you shall recover. Memorize healing scriptures. Read healing scriptures. There's power in the word of God. Fear and faith are opposite. Have faith in God's word. And act your faith. Try moving. Try moving over time. You'll find that the pains have started to subside or the bad thoughts are starting to disappear. And test the area to see if there's an improvement. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear come upon you. Use your authority as a believer. You have the authority now. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive, no holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Memorize scripture. Read healing scriptures. Put your word in there. Put your name in the word of the Bible. Do not listen to doubt and unbelief. And again I say, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. So my final prayer for you is that may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May your sins be forgiven. May your sicknesses be healed. May your brokenness and grief be carried away. May you celebrate with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, and know the peace of God in the worst of times, because he is the Prince of Peace. He is the master of the winds and the waves. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Thank you. mighty rushing streams. Sweet, sweet anointing pouring out the oil and wine all over me. Just the touch of the hand of Jesus dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost. It will soon away all my tears. It's the anointing that I need, Lord. Sweet, sweet anointing down to make me clean like a mighty rushing stream.